produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
We'll be right back. in that verse number 22. And when you got it, say, I got it. The word of the Lord says in Mark chapter 11, verse number 22, and Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. Amen. Amen. I want to read that one more time. And when ye stand praying, forgive. Let the church shall forgive. If ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. The word of God for the people of God. I want to tag the text this morning from this thought, the importance of having faith in God. The importance of having faith in God. The importance of having faith in God. Look at that neighbor and say, neighbor, if you're going to live your blessed life, you have to have faith in God. Come on, look at somebody else that no one is left out. And look at them eyeball to eyeball. If they can't look at you, if they're indicative that they've been talking about you, but look at them anyway and say, neighbor, if you're going to be blessed, you have to have faith in God. Come on, put those hands together in the room. Amen. My brothers and sisters, as we take this quantum leap and this journey throughout Mark chapter 11, we first of all must be willing to admit that all of us need faith in order to complete life's journey. Life is hard all in itself. If you have not experienced life by now, baby, keep living. Because life will come and show you its strengths and its weaknesses. When you look at life, you will discover that there are a whole lot of trials and tribulations that come in our lives that are beyond our control. None of us, amen, would have ever thought that trials and calamities would come our way when we signed up to be a Christian and or a child of God. But let me tell you this morning, St. Mark and guests, that trouble have a way of coming into your life and showing you how good God really is. Because if we've never gone through anything, we wouldn't know how powerful our God really is to push us where we are right now. And none of us started where we are right now. None of us showed up believing in God and just trusting in God. But it took us going through some trial to get to where we are right now. It took us going through some stuff. It took life beating us up a little bit for us to understand that God is always in control of whatever is going on in our lives. I told you last week, and I'm going to tell you one more time, that nothing happens outside of God's control. Matter of fact, Satan, I told you, has to get permission from God in order to run rapid in our lives and sometimes bring us trials that are beyond our control. But when trials come, brothers and sisters, we have to have the faith in God to know who God is and know what God is able to do. You got to know what God is able to do. You cannot be a child of God and call God your father without knowing what God is capable of doing. You got to know what God is capable of doing. And so you have to understand, I have to understand, we have to understand that yes, there is an importance of having faith in God. Well, if you don't have faith in God, then you must know, first of all, what faith really is all about. And the Bible tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. In other words, faith is all about hoping for what you cannot tangibly touch right now. Teach, Pastor. And so when we are walking by faith, we don't walk by sight, because sight will mess us up and make us think that where we are is where we'll always be. Boy, some of y'all ain't saying amen yet. In other words, just because you're in a tight spot right now, faith says, I'm looking beyond where I am, because I know I have a God who specializes in turning things around. So we got to understand that faith piece is very important. If we're going to live the blessed life, we have to have faith, not so much in our own ability, because on our best day, we are only filthy rags before the Lord, the Bible says, but we have to have faith in God and the sovereign power that whatever we face in this life, that God has the power and the ability to move us beyond our own dwelling. So here in our text, as we look at our text, we see that Jesus is doing some work in our text. You will discover that if you've hung around Bible class or Sunday school any length of time, that Mark 11 is the conclusion of the story started in Mark 11, 12 through 14. When we deal with that old fig tree, when Jesus went around and saw that it was not bearing any fruit. Now let me teach right there, because if we're going to have faith in God, we need to be fruitful and multiply. That's the Bible class lesson, just in case you weren't here on Bible class. Yeah. The Bible allows us to know that even in our obedience to God, we must be fruitful and multiply. Most of us think that means reproducing the earth. Not only does it mean reproducing the earth, but it also means making sure we continue to build God's kingdom. And so Jesus saw the fig tree, and Jesus cursed that fig tree, and he found it to be withered in its roots, and it was dead, y'all, and it was not doing what it had been purposed to do. The Bible says that one of the disciples had a question about what was going on. Now, the fig tree represents Jerusalem and, to an extent, Judaism, which has ceased to worship God and bless their people. In a few days, at the Last Supper, Jesus teaches the disciples that we must bear fruit unless we be cut down. And so the Bible allows us to know that Jesus moves on in the text when the disciples ask the question, and Jesus says, listen, the way that you continue to be fruitful in this life, you got to have faith in God. You cannot be fruitful on your own. We gotta have faith in God. And so having faith in God is so important, because number one, it helps us follow God's plan. It helps us follow God's plan. It is right there in verse number 22. I didn't make it up. It's right there in your Bibles. If you have not torn it out by now, verse 22, it puts it plainly where we can get it. Here it is. You got your Bibles open? You got your Bibles open? Come on, look what it says. Look what it says, y'all. The Bible says in Mark 11, verse 22, and Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. faith in God. Now, what I like about what Jesus is saying is Jesus allows them to know the answer to God's plan for their lives. In order for anybody to elevate, you and I must continue to stay connected to God. Anything that is disconnected from God is dead. Do I have a witness in the house? In other words, if you take anything from its original habitat, it's going to die. You don't believe me, do you? Let me show you. If you pluck grass up from the ground, what it's going to do? If you take fish out the water, what it's going to do? If you take us from God, what will we do? We will die. And so the only way to have a productive life, and can I tell you right here, you can have a productive life. You don't have to stay in the same shape that you're in. But listen, in order for us to have a productive life, we have to follow God's plan. And God's plan for us is to continue to have faith in Him. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? When the disciples were amazed at the withered and cursed fig tree, Jesus simply said to them, have faith in God. Now, the emphasis of that command is that God's people should have a deep, settled, consistent, ongoing confidence in who God is, what God has said, and what God is able to do. Did y'all catch that? Let me see if I can rewind the tape. In other words, what Jesus is saying, if we're going to make it in our everyday lives, we must know who God is, what God has said in His Word, and what God is able to do. When you know what God is able to do, and when you know God's track record, you don't get in a frenzy when things don't go your way. But you hang on in there, even when it's your first nature to doubt what God is doing. Do y'all hear what I'm saying today? Because all of us live in the flesh. And when trials come in our lives, guess what our first nature is? For us to doubt if God is still really on our side. But in the moment where we doubt God, true believers, amen, in that second nature, we flip over to the positive side and tell ourselves, this is nothing that God cannot work out. Do I have a witness in the room? Amen, amen. We got to trust the person of God. If we are saved, God is our Father. As our Father, He cares about every need that we have in our lives. As our Father, He invites us to bring our needs, burdens, and concerns to Him. As our Father, He desires to open the resources of heaven and give them to us if we just have faith in Him. God is so awesome, y'all, that He will allow problems to come up against us just so we can see how awesome and powerful He really is in bringing us out on top. That's why I tell folks all the time, when you get sick and you cannot get well, that's not a time for you to cringe, cry, and fall under pressure. That's a time for you to trust in the Lord and say, by His stripes, I'm already healed. It's a mind thing. And we got to speak the word of God over our lives. But we won't speak the word of God if we don't know the word of God. That's why we got to get in God's word, study God's word, and hide the word in our heart. Because it's not just about churchianity, but it's about Christianity. Teach Pastor Redway. So we got to understand. We got to understand that we have to follow God's plan. The second thing the text teaches us is that having faith in God helps us focus on God's promises. It helps us to focus on God's promises. It's right there in the text, if you have not torn it out of your Bible by now, verse 20, 23 and 24, it says to us today that after Jesus had said, have faith in God, He says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. And shall not doubt in his heart. Pastor got quiet for a minute. And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that God ye shall receive them, and ye shall have them. So what is Jesus saying to his disciples and saying to us today, church? Is he really saying that we can go out into the mountains and look at the mountains and say, hey, get out of my way, mountains, and the mountain will move? No. But he's saying by faith, when we declare what we believe over our lives, when we face trials, we will see the result of God's amazing power working in our lives. In other words, what he's saying is life and death is in the power of the tongue. You got to watch what you say. Look at your neighbor and say, watch your mouth, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. You got to watch what you allow to come out of your mouth. If you say you broke, guess what you're going to be? You're going to be broke. If you say that you ain't got nothing, guess what's going to happen? You ain't going to never have nothing. But what you speak out of your mouth becomes reality, because the Bible allows us to know that life and death is in the power of your tongue. See, you don't really realize how powerful you really are. God has given us the ability to speak those things, thank you, Bible, that are not as though they were. You got to use this old tongue wisely so that you will not experience death, doom, and destruction. The obscurity of faith allows us to believe that those things that may appear to be impossible are actually possible because of the awesome power of our God. There are so many situations in life that appear hopeless when we're going through them. They are needs so great that it appears they will never be met. There are problems that arise that are so big that it appears that we can never overcome them. However, church, faith in God and in the promises found in his holy word allows us to believe God in the impossible moments of our lives. Let me tell you what reading God's word will do for you when you're going through. Reading God's word will strengthen you when you're at your weakest moments. Oh, I know it will. I'm not talking about something I heard, but I know what I'm talking about. When you're at your lowest, I'm talking about you're real, real low. You're so low that the only thing you can do is look up. When you're at your lowest moments in your life and you pick out the Bible and read God's word, it will strengthen you and make you feel better, even in the midst of your terrible storm. You got to believe God's word and what it says in his word. I can have faith that God will meet the need which seems impossible, because that is what he promised unto me. I can have faith that I am saved, and I know I'm saved, and I can believe that whatever I'm going through, God has the ability and he will turn it around. I can have faith in God today to suggest that even though I'm going through my most toughest moments of life, I don't have to look like what I'm going through, but I can hold my head up knowing that trouble will not last always. Do you hear what I'm saying today? We got to put our trust in God. And having faith, church, allows us to receive the impossible. Jesus said that if we could believe on him, we could have whatever we ask for. Come on, if that's not a promise, I don't know what is. But you got to use what you got to get what you need. In other words, faith has the remarkable ability to enable us to hold our hands and make things in hand so that we do not give up on God. So many people have walked away from the church and walked away from God because they were going through life's toughest moments. But can I tell you, when we experience life's toughest moments, when we slip into depression, we don't have to stay there, but we can trust that God, if we put our faith in Him, will pull us out and make us better. We got to understand, church, that God's promises are yea and amen. Say that with me, church. God's promises are yea and amen. What does that mean, Pastor? What does yea and amen mean? That simply means that God's promises shall come to pass. It may not look like it. It may not feel like it. It may not even seem like it. But can I tell you, before you close your eyes on this side, God's promises will come to pass in your life. It may not come when you want it to, but it's going to come to pass at the very craziest moment in your life. All we got to do is make sure we stay in the right position so that God can bless our lives. Hey, church, faith in God and His word makes these future promises present realities. Heaven is real, y'all. God is real. And God's promises are real. Thank God that when we see troubles and trials in our lives that are beyond our control, thank God for the working power of God touching our lives and bringing us out of our rut and making us a living testimony. I'm looking at some folk in the room. You got a major testimony to tell somebody in this house today. You've been through some stuff. Can I put myself in that church? We've been through some stuff. But thank God we're still here to testify that God never left us by ourselves. He never left us alone, church. Even when it seemed like we were all alone, He was right there. And not only was He actively present, but He was carrying us through. That you missed your place to shout. I said He was carrying us through. And that's the news. That's your shout for today. That even though you are going to experience some pains and problems in your life, God will carry you through if you have faith in God. I don't care what you're dealing with. I don't care what is up against you. God will carry you through. That's your key word today, through. And I need to tell somebody, keep driving through your storm. Don't you stop. Don't you pull over. You keep driving, even if you got to slow down a little bit. Keep driving through your storm and make sure that Jesus is the captain of your ship. Well, if we're going to have faith in God, two things that I've tried to suggest to us, show us the importance of having faith in God. Number one, Texas Taylor teaches us, it helps us follow God's plan. Will you repeat that after me? It helps us follow God's plan. But not only does it help us to follow God's plan, church, but the second thing that the Texas Taylor teaches us this morning is, it helps us focus on God's promises. Repeat that after me. It helps us focus on God's promises. But not only does it help us follow God's plan, and not only does it help us focus on God's promises, but thirdly and finally, beloved brothers and sisters, it also helps us forgive to receive God's pardon. Say that after me. It helps us to forgive to receive God's pardon. I'm not making it up. It's right there in verses 24 and 25. It's right there. I promise y'all, I ain't make it up. What does it say? It says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. Verse 25 says, and when ye stand praying, forgive. If ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Let me see here if I can make it plain for you. And when you assume the posture of prayer, this is the Message Bible speaking, remember that it's not all about asking. If you have anything against someone, forgive them, only then will your Heavenly Father be inclined to also wipe your slate clean of sin. I'm going to let that soak in like Bengay till you get a burning sensation. Amen. What does Jesus say? God has given us, church, the great opportunity to have faith, fellowship, and forgiveness through him. And while Jesus points out the great object of our faith and reminds us of the very unknownness of our faith, he then mentions some opportunities that we must take as an object of possessing faith in him. While faith in God is powerful and allows us to experience the incredible and receive the impossible, that same faith can also hinder us from receiving blessings if we don't forgive. Let that soak in like Ben Gates till you get a burning sensation. In other words, if somebody has done you wrong, and you know they done really done you wrong. Come on, God, can I talk to some real people? I'm talking about they really stuck the knife in, and then not only did they stick the knife in, but they kept turning the knife. Because you know, sometimes people will do that to us. Yeah. But when they do that, our response should never be revenge. Teach, Pastor. But our response should be to forgive them and let God handle them. Boy, I knew when I was studying this, I wasn't going to get too many amens. But boy, some of us still trying to get revenge over stuff that happened 10, 20, 30 years ago. And we wondering why we're stuck in the rut and we're not growing the way God wants us to grow. Hey, listen, let me tell you, if you don't forgive your brothers and sisters who do you wrong because they steal your brothers and sisters, listen, God will not forgive you when you go to God and ask him for his forgiveness. And I don't know about you. Oh, the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Hey, listen, just in case you didn't know, you sinned. Yeah, you did. You sinned. Yeah. And if you didn't carry out the act, guess what? You thought about it. And that's still a sin. Come on. I got some Bible readers in here. So, yeah, you sinned. Matter of fact, the Bible says that when you pray, you got to ask God to forgive you for your sins knowingly and unknowingly, because there are some sins that we do that we don't even know we do. Teach, Pastor. And so when you think about how you want God to forgive you, you got to be willing to forgive others. And I know it gets hard. I know it's tough. I know it's rough. Because you just, woo, deep down inside. But Pastor, they hurt me real bad. They hurt me too. They did. And all of what out in the world, some of my hurt happened in church. And some of yours happened in the church too. But I had faith in God. And see, that's the key, y'all, to keep us going when we should really be knocked down. We have to have faith in God enough to be willing to forgive those who trespass against us. It's hard, y'all. I would be remiss if I stand up here and tell you, oh, it's easy. No, it ain't. Sometimes you got to wrestle with yourself. But hey, listen, when you fall in love with God, it's not hard to love people that are unlovable. Amen. Because if we're going to make it into heaven, guess what? You're going to have to forgive some folks, and you're going to have to love everybody. And I said everybody. Come on here. Amen. You're going to have to love everybody. And can I tell you for free, and I'm back in my seat, when you forgive, not only does it bless them, but it also blesses you. Because it lifts a load off of you, because when you hold on to grudges, all it do is weigh you down.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.